Welcome to the podcast, and we're making sounds. Welcome to the podcast. I like to eat coffee grounds. Okay, that's enough of that. Hey, everybody, that was a really, really fucking awful nightmare of a song. And I'm going to have, no, just never do anything like that ever again.
It was organic, though.
No.
It just kind of started up when you were turning shit on.
It was literally raw. You were like, we're not on. And then you were just like, all right, and here we are. And we're still making the weird noise.
It was lube. That's how raw it was.
Like nightmare ASMR.
Real things.
Do you have to be in that raw?
Does that stand for too long, didn't read?
I think it stands for not safe for work.
Oh. Made for anal pleasure.
Are we done? Are we done yet?
Asymmetrical retard fun.
Important things that we need to talk about today.
White Claw drinkers.
Okay, say the four of us are on a council, and we decide forward how we're going to fix things in this world, right?
Okay.
First, how would you fix the gun crisis problem? Not the gun crisis, but the gun violence problem. Panel's open. I have some ideas. I want to hear
yours.
Why
don't you ever brief us on any of this shit ahead of time so we can have a coherent thought?
Well, no. It's the entire thing is how fast can you think, right? So for me, one solution would be how much gun safety do young people have?
That is exactly what I would say because I feel like children aren't taught what guns can do or what they are.
They don't know
by experience unless they become adults or if they had redneck parents. Too many people don't have... I believe that gun education should be taught in public education.
It should. It should 100%. Because if you think about it, these kids, are, you know, everybody's talking about, oh, guns kill people. What if your child gets a gun and kills himself or something like that? They don't know what they're doing around it. It'd be the same thing if I had never drove a car before and I just go drive in some random country, you know. Which side of the road do you drive on? How do you drive? How do you not kill everybody? I don't know.
Okay, Phil, what do you think about that idea?
Well... males' brains, their frontal lobe isn't developed until they're about 25, 26. So a lot of times they don't fully understand the repercussions of their actions.
Look, that's also true, but we're just saying, like, how can you prevent gun violence?
Oh, no, shoot everyone under 25 is what I'm saying.
Continually? Like, anybody who, if you're not 25, like, you're fucking dead.
And eventually the problem is solved itself.
Yeah.
Not only that, but most of society's problems, actually. Most of society's problems could be solved just by eating the elderly.
Or fat people.
Well, I agree more with killing slash eating the elderly than killing anybody who's young. Because if you don't have young people, then you don't have the future.
I don't understand what you're going to.
Well, so you're alive and then you die. Who's going to be there?
What's the problem, though?
Well.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
Anyone under 25 is completely fucking useless.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, but you said you wanted
I'm under
to eat
25.
Old people.
Yeah, that's right, because today you found out.
This was all my roundabout that, kind of way.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, that you're upset that I'm young.
Because I'm old and I'm projecting at you.
Yeah. Well, kill old for people what? Like how, we've gotten along for so well. For so long.
I just want to say I do not condone.
I'm just kidding. I love you, buddy.
Oh, good. Thank God. Because I was like, I cannot have another enemy.
I do not condone eating old people.
We could be enemies with benefits.
Yeah, we can go like on bro dates and stuff to the movies. I'm down. Yeah, have you seen that new movie, the Sonic the Hedgehog one?
Why would I watch movies in the movie theater, man?
Because
in the movie theater, man?
Because you're
like
gay.
There's some type of cyborg
okay.
Usher.
By the way, it's okay.
No, I haven't. I haven't seen it. I'm gonna wait for it to come out because I don't feel like it's.
Yeah, you don't want to go inside.
I do not feel that movie is going to be a cinematic.
Oh, you think it's gonna go fast?
But have you seen his teeth though?
If it's gonna be quick.
Have you seen his human teeth?
Sonic is going to... The video game on Sega Genesis...
was amazing.
...stands the test of time.
Yeah.
That movie is not going to stand the test of time like Sonic the Hedgehog.
I think it's the start of the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Universe.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, does Nintendo own Sonic, right?
What do you...
Didn't they buy Sega so like they have the right to that trademark and stuff?
That I don't know.
Do you think video games have any hands to play in this gun violence situation?
Extremely minimal, probably.
No,
I don't know. I would
think
stop short of saying
World
none.
War One and World War Two, right? Super violent, right?
Yeah, tons of video games.
You get what I'm saying?
Really popular.
Hold on.
First person shooters
yet,
at the time.
Video games weren't out yet.
I don't follow.
Okay, so you're saying do video games cause violence or do guns cause violence?
No, I'm just
people have been going
you.
To
I
war
do follow.
Way the fuck before video games ever came out or came out. And to blame video games for the violence is bullshit. It's actually a relief. For me, it was a relief. Any violence that I had, I would go take it out in like Grand Theft Auto, you know, San Andreas.
Yeah, you know how many hookers I would have beaten to death or ran over in real life?
Yeah.
I'm just mad I can't take out my frustrations on children in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, I know. That would be a good game.
Well, he's very enthusiastic about, yeah, I wish I could kill more children in video games. Yeah.
Anyway,
everybody
sorry for
nice
that. Anyway.
Okay.
Sorry for that to any of our three listeners.
So look, all I'm saying is, I'm not gonna go kill somebody. I'm not gonna go rape anybody. But in a video game, if I can, you know, act or do that, and then you know I get wanted by the cops, and then I'm like, oh shit, like yeah, you're gonna fucking die.
Yeah, I think video games have had very minimal impact on gun violence. If you have a certain kind of person, and probably, well, I'm not a scientist. There's always some sort of probability of it having an effect, but I don't think it's the root cause of the situation. I think a huge cause is the lack of education that children have when it comes to firearms. And I'm not saying we should have 9-year-old girls in school shooting Mach 9s at bus drivers or whatever, you know, as a simulation.
I think it's compounded with the internet and exposure. So now everyone knows about these things at a very young age, and their only outlet to learn about them are very, very violent video games. I think that probably lack of exposure, very young, not being in education, not being able to keep up with the fast pace of the internet.
I think Kyle has a good point. We should expose ourselves to young people more. Is that
what you said? So that
I can pay you an exposure.
How dare you? How dare you?
Was that a Greta Thunberg impression?
How dare you shit on my planet? You know how dry it makes my vagina whenever I hear about pollution?
How old is that vagina that you're just talking about right now, Jordan?
Nine? Is that
you feel really
old?
Proud of yourself? I think she's actually probably like...
I don't know. Old
15 or 16
Look,
or something?
I was underwater her entire time of being in existence.
You were underwater the entire time?
You know. Yeah. When for everybody knew the name.
I'm sure 18 years he's been underwater.
How dare you?
How
so,
dare you?
So
how dare you, Pa?
I came
You're tearing me. Oh, spit on it, Pa. You're tearing me.
Oh, we made it almost 15 minutes before that shit came out this time. That's progress is
yeah,
what
that's,
I'm saying.
That's 100% your fault, though, just so we know. Just so everybody knows. You brought that out. But, yeah, what I'm saying is Ching Chong, Bing Bong, Greta Thunberg, whatever her name is.
Yeah, how racist. You're such
are
a
you calling Greta Thunberg Korean yeah. or something?
No, what's such a fascist.
What is the Chinese name, Greta?
Okay, well, whatever you guys take that as.
That's a lovely pour.
I'm just
what
saying,
is
like, when she like, did something, I don't even know what it was, I was underwater. And then whenever she faded out, I was still underwater. And no part of my life had ever revolved or even had, like, a revolution around something named Greta.
So let's just be honest. Yeah. She's a child that was upset about the climate change and how all the rich people in power don't give a fuck and they just keep polluting everything and deregulating their environmental protections. And just the bottom line is the bottom line. Make money. What's our profitability margins? And children that don't have to pay bills or understand what it's like to work really hard for shit. They're like, hey, we should all just give all of our money to fix the environment, you know? And that's a gross generalization, but I feel like that's sort of the, you know, the way they're trying to portray her in the media is this child that just doesn't understand the world. And she's like, yeah, this is bad. Make the bad stop.
Yeah, it depends what side of the media you're saying is portraying her. The side that you know, is more disagreeing with her, yes, obviously tries to paint her in a bad light.
Yeah. I guess I was speaking more from the negative side, the rabble rousers.
Like, can we talk? Do it? I don't know.
I see her as like, imagine the world's an apartment, and she's going to be a new tenant, and there's these tenants that are currently living there, and she's like, "Hey, can you guys make sure it's really nice for when I move in?" And like, No, we're going to have this room that we just break glass in.
We're all old and retarded.
It's instead of using our bathrooms, we're going to shit in the apartment you're moving into.
We're going to dunk bottles into pelicans' mouths.
What are you talking about?
Okay, next issue. We solved.
They're glad we solved the gun crisis.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Put the guns into the hands of the children. Problem solved. Moving on.
So they kill the rest of us, and then they can have all these problems.
See, if you don't kill the under 25-year-olds, they kill you.
No, if you kill. You think I'm going to kill you?
Kill all the old people, super old, like 33.
No!
Wait, you're older than 33, though.
That's the joke. Yeah, I'm making him feel more old.
Oh.
Fucking
kill all the old people who are much younger than you, but are still old people.
Are you Pokemon 134? Because you're slow, bro.
Cheese and rice.
Pika, pika.
I think my dick just receded into my stomach after that Pokemon joke.
I gotta go.
No, the first 100 Pokemon, I can almost name all of them. Like, they're what they evolve into.
Right now, in order.
Or not by number. Just, like, if you show me a picture of one, I'll be like, that'll be such and such, and that evolves into. Because when Pokemon Go came out, I refused to play it because, you know, my little brother was super into Pokemon, and we used to watch the Pokemon cartoon when we were kids. We had to, like, turn our antenna so we could pick up the channel that happened.
Yeah,
to play
the fucking rabbit ears that
we had a big antenna that was on this 12-foot pole that was on.
On top of the house. Yeah.
You had to get a pipe wrench and turn it to get certain channels. We only got 5 channels, and they get the 5th channel, you had to turn the antenna.
Yeah, I know all about that stuff.
But
when I grew up with one of those analog TVs, one time I was flipping the channels around, and then like there was like a scramble on the screen, and I just heard, "Come on, Bill, show us your weenie." I swear to God, I was like 7 years old at the time.
Come back, channel.
No, I never fucking saw it. I heard the fucking audio from porn as a fucking second grader.
Well, that explains a lot.
Oh, man, that's hurtful.
Well, no, I just... You know,
how dare you make such
it's me getting deeper into the real you.
How deep?
When I was younger, it was like the first week that we got more than... What the 50 channels that there were, like some kind of digital, like there's 300 channels, like wow,
and then I'm
piece of shit. I'm exploring and like, oh, look, there's it's like a Nat Geo channel. I just click on it, and the first thing that pops up, the penis is exposed, and it's just a whale with a just enormous, like 6-foot long boner in the ocean.
Kyle sized boner, his dick is the size of you.
Hey,
yeah,
before I was a podcaster, I was a whale boner.
And then...
Isn't that a dork? Isn't that the technical definition of a dork?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's a whale penis, right?
I know it has something to do with a porpoise.
Anytime I hear that word, I just want to make terrible puns.
What? Dork?
No, porpoise. Oh. I want to make intentional puns.
Yeah.
I want to make those puns on porpoise.
Or... Well, I was going to say there's a homeless guy, and whenever
he pees
on my lawn, and he has porpoise.
Unporkus?
I kind of like it because it's a different pun. Like, it's still a mediocre at best pun, but it's original at least.
Ooh-wee. All right, next segment. You guys want to... So you guys get to decide if you want to play this game or not. As I wrote 2 paragraphs. One is... a funny thing. One is fucking awful.
My life.
Well, I think Kyle wouldn't say Chinaman last time. So
to our 4.5 listeners, he did not. He just sprung this on us right now. There's no pre-planning.
Yeah, no. We have no idea what he's talking about.
So you guys get to rock, paper, scissors for who wants the... Who's gonna?
Oh, wait. Who's
one.
Going first?
Who's
All right.
Yeah.
Scissors me, Jason.
On?
Scissor me.
Are we going
is it,
on?
We get to
is
pick?
Is what? It just rock, paper,
no, this
scissors?
This is by chance.
1, 2, shoot on 3 or
shoot?
Or 3 and then shoot.
I do 3 and then shoot.
Okay. How about I say it and then you two do rock, paper, scissors?
Are you ready?
So I'm going to say it.
All right. You ready? All right, let's go.
No, I need to think about it for that. Okay, all right, yeah. All right, I'm ready.
Wait a minute.
Rock, paper.
Wait, that's two.
Going 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, shoot.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh! I thought you'd go rock, you son of a bitch.
What you didn't see is like a kid from earlier in the came in with a gun because we solved gun violence and then he shot Phil. So now Jason is going to go. Wait, did I get that backwards? Phil's going to wait. Who's reading?
No, whoever won gets to be number one, so they get to read the first entry.
Poor old predictable Bart. Always so, goes Rock. Good know. Old Rock. Bart, nothing beats that.
Is Bart the guy that died from this podcast? That did
no.
It's your mouth wasn't even moving when you said that.
He said it. He said it over there, not me. Dumbass.
Yeah. Phil, now watch me say this. Fuck off.
No, that's not gonna work. If you read, you have to read something pretty fucking awful. And then now you have like you can't save Chinamen, and you have delicate sensibilities.
What the fuck?
Oh, hurry up! All right, rules. You have to read these awful things with this going into your back.
Oh, right. Okay, I'm down.
So this next part is I wrote some things. They're probably not funny, but I wrote them nonetheless. And these guys is rock, paper, scissors. And Phil lost. So,
does that mean I go first or do you go last?
That means you go last.
Okay.
One of these is going to be an awful thing. Well, they're both probably awful. But anyways.
Wait, I'm supposed to read this?
Read it.
I'm supposed to read this, what you sent me. Just read it.
Just read it word for word. Don't change anything. Right. Read it word for fucking word.
I'm not saying that this is scripted right now.
It is. Read it word for word.
Okay. I have not read this before. And I'm a bad reader, just so everybody knows.
Did you text something?
No, it's in your email.
Did you get it?
So, oh, it's your email. Is everybody
I'll
ready?
Look it up, hold on.
Here I go. As the sun beats down upon my face, I take a look at the lake. A thought then occurs, for the duck's sake, I wonder how many rapes have occurred on this lake today. What are the daily proportions? Duck on duck. Duck on goose. Human on duck. I bet the ratio of duck on duck is much closer to one than human on human. This is so much data to be mined from nature. Also, duck rape is a real thing. Duck dongs are making a nightmare.
That's not what that sentence said.
Oh, duck dongs are made of nightmares?
It's not a question. Jesus Christ.
Why don't we invite literate people on the podcast?
This is your fault.
You're supposed to read every single... You were making up words. You didn't read all the... God damn it.
Reading rainbow. I was so close. I know. Reading I tried all rainbows. It together. And you guys kept laughing at me.
You were laughing at yourself. You couldn't read it. What kind of a performer are you, Jason?
Right,
break your fucking legs. No, see, that's part of it.
Jordy LaForge.
It's fine. We're just joshing you. Don't be hurt.
Imagine a duck's penis right now. Can you? Imagine what a duck looks like when it's horny. Have you seen it? I bet you have.
I don't think I wrote that part either.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Do you guys don't trim your mustache. It goes over your upper lip.
Yeah.
I do on occasion.
Well, you said I have a mustache, which is the first time someone said that to me, so no. I am not a hairy man.
Yeah, but you have a mustache.
Ish.
You have
like
a neck beard and a beard.
Yeah.
Usually
and I
have like
patchy sides like yeah. I look like I got a haircut in Chernobyl.
You know what? Like some people have to
you got a fade on the wrong side.
I got that Chernobyl fade going on.
Have you guys ever grown out a neck beard but nothing else?
I was just thinking Gasser did that.
Yeah. Gross.
It was
disgusting. Like, what if I shave from here, jawline on up, and then leave this shit?
Yeah.
Never done
it. It's unique, though.
It is, and chicks would definitely look at you, and you just have to look at them like, I'm better than you, and I make, you know.
Then they'll be into it. They'll look for your approval if you do it with enough confidence.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you could just hit them over the head with a club.
Yeah, like real.
Hey, does this rag smell like chloroform to you?
All right, so that was the first thing that was read.
Okay, all of that was not scripted.
That was, I wrote some words and they were read.
Anything that I said that was really, fast, clearly was not being read.
They were read, you blew it.
Okay, the next is Phil. He has to read something that's really fucking awful.
Hey, Phil, go fuck you.
Is it awful?
It's awful.
Whenever I see a sports clip of some magically beautiful...
This is not a complete sentence.
You're supposed to read it.
No, there's two prepositional phrases in a row separated by a comma.
I don't know if that's right or
think
wrong.
Think of the rhythm.
Let me start over.
If we have any if any followers or actual
if anybody
English
ever
majors,
shuts up, I'll start over. Whenever I see a sports clip of some magically beautiful of something certainly tremendous, I get so many mixed emotions. For instance, say a high school team let a fellow with a non-specific profound retardation on the court during a game so they could pass him the ball and he in turn shoot a buzzer-beating three-pointer to win the game. It's great that he gets that experience, but does he know he never really earned it? That he is just getting a pity buzzer beater because everybody thinks they're so much better than him that he couldn't ever possibly achieve athletic greatness during a competitive mixed DNA sporting competition? The lesson I'm learning here is that folks with a profound retardation shouldn't be given social care benefits to help them and their parents out, but we should parade our retards around in floats and basketball courts. Hey, everyone, this is my community's retard. He is cherished by everyone. Hell, we feed him beer and let him race around on a souped-up lawnmower. We don't care. He can make money. Fuck him. Join the circus. Start a podcast.
You had to read that. Well, you didn't have to.
I think I'm going to go home now.
If you're not comfortable
with
that.
When are you going to start reading? Like, that was just his thoughts. He spouted out of nowhere.
It just seemed like a good opportunity to just let some shit off my chest.
No, we're trying to get topical. Speaking of retards, so education. Well, our education system is fucked right now. The public education system. What do you think? Be creative. Would be the best way to really engage people to getting an education that was meaningful.
Hunger Games.
Oh, I guess nobody wants to talk about social issues.
Got stuck there.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with the world today. Fuck about what's really going on.
The real
you guys
problem
just want to sit here and think about our shade stays.
Shadestays.com, you will never have to worry if your shades will fall off of your beanie, pocket, purse, backpack, or any other cloth material. Shadestays.com. Staple shades to your head. Or anything else that you'd like them stapled to. Yeah. Staple purses to your head.
No. Kyle, what?
Staple hats to your staples.
Shadestays.com.
I'm stuck in a loop.
Oh, Kyle. Kyle, put these shades back on. Kyle. Oh,
God. Oh, my God. Oh,
okay,
my God.
Kyle?
Where was I? I don't even know what
it's
I...
It's okay. We,
I don't know where it was.
We took shadestays off for
all
5 seconds.
All I can taste is metal.
It's okay. It's okay, Kyle. Your shadestays are back on. You now know how to think.
Oh, man.
Don't forget, shadestays.com.
I forgot the .com. Shadestays.com. Shadestays.com.
Hey, where did the fire-making device go? Can you hand that?
Ching. Chong.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what, we're podcasts. We're also on Spotify now.
Burr, 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 burr.
We got a Spotify channel, everybody.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I had to go through a lot of hardships to provide the Spotify channel to everybody. And we got a soundboard also.
What?
A soundboard, everybody.
Hell
I'm just
yeah.
reading things we have on the table now.
Anyways, yeah, I was trying to talk about education, and everybody got all high and mighty.
What's our Spotify?
Well,
how do they know where to find us?
I don't care about social issues.
Find us down below. We're going to put it down below. It's right there. I'm pointing at it.
No, my social issues... There's something nobody cares about.
What you got?
You know, that's why I'm voting for Bernie. Because, you know, he's just going to fix all the social issues by just giving money away to everybody.
Una vida, toda felicidad.
Are we going to get a cease and desist? Yeah, I don't seem so exasperated. I know that was...
Exacerbated?
I let you guys read some great comedy. Some great poetic comedy right there.
I'm mostly just kind of feeling depressed about the words that you made come out of my mouth hole.
You were laughing while you were reading them. Why are you depressed?
It's because I love horrible things and it makes me happy.
That segment called Stupid Puppet Idiots.
No!
That's okay. I'll edit out all the sad parts.
I'm going to run for office in the next few years and this is going to come back to haunt me.
This will be a silent podcast.
Yeah,
because
you only have a few years left
Jordan.
To live.
Have you heard all the Bloomberg shit that's coming out lately?
Oh, his book of quotes that they already published.
Didn't like Bloomberg's women like have to sign
a bunch NDAs? Of
page 13 or some shit?
They're called
non-disclosure agreements.
Yeah, he has a mountain.
Same
of
thing
them.
As what you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, we call it something else. It's my bad.
No, they're legally
the exact same thing.
The same thing.
I'm not allowed to talk about anything I did.
Which presidential candidate is the hottest?
I'm going to go with
Tulsi Gabbard.
George Clooney.
He's not a presidential candidate.
If I write
See, that's the problem with today's youth. They can't take politics or what's really going on with the goddamn world seriously. Everything's this goddamn game.
I mean, would you like me when you were a kid?
Which male candidate is the hottest, though?
Today's youth, like Pete Buttigieg, you know, a kid who got his dad's suit on and ran for president.
No, Pete Buttigieg definitely has the most fuckable mouth out of the candidates.
Just fucking fire away.
Fire away.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean? You feel it come.
Hey, have you ever thought about... All right, so have you ever thought about...
Snakes are just tails with faces? I know all the time.
What a music artist sounds like without a microphone? Just like to hear them singing... Like in person without like electronics affecting it at all.
No, but go on. That?
No, I think about that all the
Only
time.
Only if they're holding my penis like a microphone.
And that's absolutely fine with me. I just want to say, like, I'd love to hear that, you know?
If you've
like
the
raw
Are you saying you'd love to hear a conversation? You want to hear people without a microphone?
No. I said, like, people that sing that have great voices. Would sing without the microphone.
Yeah, they would sing with a cock
Wait,
in their
if
face.
If you sing without a microphone? I'm honest. This is,
all right, so what I'm saying is I'm like a microphone. Microphone takes your the noise that you make and it captures it, right? But does it capture the
it
real
transfers
noise?
It to...
I accidentally cracked that beer directly into the microphone.
Yeah, you did. But you know what I'm saying? Like, did that cracking of the beer sound exactly like that cracking the beer without any of the headphones? Or
it sounds louder and amplified.
Right? So it's off. It's not the same way that they
Paris
talk.
Paris Hilton came out with a single about 8 years ago, and it was, you know, it was heavily edited. And so when Prince was playing a show in L.A., like, she came to the show, and he, like, he was being a passive-aggressive dick, and he was like, oh, Paris, come up on stage and sing with me, because he knew she couldn't sing because of, like, how fucking, like, produced it was.
Yeah.
And then he died.
Yes. He somehow overdosed.
How old was he when he died?
Probably like 38, 39, you know, real old.
Yeah, it's like your age right now.
How it's interesting how Paris Hilton just fell out of the...
universe?
She was super rich. She was just young and needed attention.
I mean, she still is rich, right?
Yeah, she still is rich. That's the thing. Like,
what do you think it was like for her growing up? Have you ever like fathomed if that was you?
I dream about it often.
Yeah, but have you ever, like, legitimately, like, dreamed, and you're just like, that's your life? Like, do you remember...
One time I dreamed that the hamburger was eating me.
Jordan only has fake dreams,
not
real dreams.
Did you ever hear about that dream that lasted 34 years for the guy on our boat?
A coma?
No. It was one night, but he literally lived out every moment for, like, the next...
He was playing that game Roy on Rick and Morty.
Oh, you beat me to it, Jordan.
This guy's taking Roy off the grid. He doesn't have a social security number.
I don't remember that specific story, but it sounds like somebody's full of shit.
Wow, someone on a submarine had a dream for 34 years? That's something that seems way out of the norm for down there.
No, I'm sure that's what he thought his dream was.
No.
I understand what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying? Thank you.
But
yeah, it was one night, but it felt like it would have been... decades. And then he woke up and he's like, where's my daughter? And he's like, we're just like, bro, you don't have a daughter.
Yeah, well, that's a person that has is having a mental break.
No. Hang on. Let me piggyback on what you're saying using corporate speak that white people like to use. Do you guys ever have a hard time, like, get mixed up between, like, a dream you had and fucking, like, a memory that you had?
A dream and real life.
Yeah.
I get mixed up between dreams.
I'm
and
like,
real
oh,
life.
Did I fucking say this thing to this person, or was I just having a weird ass dream?
I think the problem is I have very bland dreams, so I don't know what reality is sometimes.
you're microwaving mashed potatoes.
I just wake up. I'm like, God, why am I not driving right now? I'm still asleep.
I just sleep and drive. I'm am by
It is drivable. Scary to wake up driving. Done Let me tell you. That's don't talk about falling asleep driving. Talk about waking up driving. That is not fun.
You're like, oh, just keep her straight and steady. Muscle memory will take over.
Oh, man, I'm going to stay awake by breathing hard. You just wake up again. Oh, my fuck.
Yeah, well, sometimes you don't have a choice. People make you work for 3 days, and then you just want to go home.
Where's this smoke coming from?
Yeah, I was just looking at that, and I'm like, am I losing my mind, or is there fucking like a wave of smoke going through there? Did you see me? Like, I was actually fucking moving my head to get a better angle on that shit.
Bro, I didn't know I what you were saying. I was smoking in this dude's van yesterday, or like 3 days ago. He had like a giant dope ass house, but he slept in the van in the garage or something.
Yeah, because it was totally his house
by the river.
It was down by a lake. But, but hold on.
Sunday night
But we're
live?
Sitting there, and it was literally like a realization moment where I could not tell the difference between reality and TV lives and imagining like which aspect I was in. It was a crazy flight. I was as soon as I
Did
came.
You say it was a crazy flight in this guy's van?
Huh? What? No, I said it was a crazy time.
Did you have a dream or were you drugged and raped?
This was a real. There were seven of us in this van.
So, same question. How old were the six other people?
Whoa. Hang on, you guys. Like,
how big were their smiles when you woke up?
No. I didn't wake up there. I left.
Like around here. When you're anywhere near Tahoe, you see the most famous bumper sticker, which is what?
Keep Tahoe blue.
Gay.
There you go.
Keep Tahoe blue.
God damn it. Keep this shit
gay,
together for our...
blue.
What? Hang on.
High on no. grass. We
Azul.
The most popular one.
Yeah, it's Keep Tahoe blue.
A friend of mine thought that was a political sticker, and it was saying, like, keep Tahoe voting Democrats.
Everyone who sees that thinks that.
I didn't. I just immediately thought it was like a keep the lake clean.
Yeah, because I know what color a lake is.
Wait, do you? Kyle, what's the color of a lake?
Purple. Fuck!
You grew up near Lake Michigan, so do you know what color it is?
It's apparently the color of dead fish.
Like green, brown?
So I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. And
in what?
The suburbs of Chicago.
Which?
You grew up in more than one?
The best one.
Oak Park? Both of them.
Oak Park?
It was split. Lyle?
Yeah. Sounds like a fucking lie because your name's Kyle.
Just beep that out right there. But, so.
Yeah,
because
everybody cares. Kyle grew up in Lyle. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, no. Wow.
Why are you fingering that
I wonder if my uncles always called me Kyle from Lyle.
Maybe it's that's only what they called you when they came up behind you.
Usually they called you Flesh Hole, but.
Back to my story about the water in Illinois.
Right, Back to my story about the water in Illinois. So I there was memories?
A back to my story about the water in Illinois.
Right, he wants to tell a story. Yeah. Chill the fuck out.
So there's this river. It goes through our town.
And then?
It's the east branch of the DuPage River.
And
apparently it is very polluted. So my brother had some friends who were like, wow, we're really thirsty. Oh, man, there's a river right here. We're just going to drink some water and filter it through our shirts. So they did that and then got violently ill because they later looked up and found that the east branch of the DuPage River is 75% sewage. So they drank sewage and they tried to filter it through their shirts.
What was the shirt made of?
I don't know.
Shirt, mostly?
Yeah, shirt. A little bit of pants in there.
So, how smart is your? What does your brother do now?
It's my brother. My brother's friends.
And then, how old are they? Like,
they're dead.
You're not that much older than
me. Yeah, and they were in high school because they were children.
That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, yeah, because Jason's never done anything dumb.
Hey,
let's just talk down about Kyle and his family.
You're gonna get the Nobel Prize of being smart for now.
Hey, Kyle, fuck you and your family.
He thinks it's a Nobel Prize instead of Nobel.
You're gonna get the Mogul Prize because you're gonna have to go down a mountain with lumps on it.
Just saying, like my brother, you know, he did
this
some dumb
shit. Way smarter. His brother was way more successful.
I thought you said it was your brother.
My brother's friends.
Oh, my bad. I thought you said your brother's friend. I thought you said...
Oh, they're probably...
My brother is my friend. Yeah, I have to preface that.
I said my brother and his friend.
Bring it down a notch.
God damn it, Kyle. Relax.
No, you over here telling me he has a retarded brother, Jason. Jesus Christ.
Yo, my brother has Asperger's. Like, what the fuck?
How good do they taste?
Derivative. No derivative comedy.
Fuck you.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'll go back to writing long rhyming retard jokes then.
Rule one, no derivative comedy.
That was supposed to be a joke?
Of the podcast.
Were you laughing when you read it?
Because I hated myself and I was thinking about ending it tonight.
Yeah, well.
There's a rope in my car if you want to, you know, hang out after this.
There's a rope holding up the blinds in my living room. Because rope.
It's what's made for ending my life.
Frosted Flakes, they're more than good. They're rope.
What? What? I was, yeah, I was kidding. I don't actually have a rope at all. I just said, no, the joke was there.
God, you're welcome.
No, my
Blagojevich!
My satanic curtain that covers the balcony is hung up by a rope with a hook on it.
Oh, that is true. There is, no, we have rope. Never mind. Scratch that. We have rope. You're good.
We have rope.
You want to go?
There's a hook in it.
Hang out?
It'll be a great time.
Somewhere? Not here. Just, you know, somewhere.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you would have got to see that magical moment if you would donate money to our Patreon already and give us a fucking podcast studio. Hey, I'm already a veteran and going to college and have a job. Now I have to pay for
my own. I have a
job,
I'm a veteran, I have a place to stay.
Hey, I'm not. I'm talking about me right now, goddammit.
I've got this fucking homeless veteran living with me. Like, help me. Give me some money so he can move out.
I just wanted you to follow through on the high five like old people.
Hey.
Follow through.
A Patreon. Podcast studio. We can have better joke writing and more segments if we have a podcast studio.
Anything you want
to
start?
We'll hire Ryan Gosling to play Jordan Gold.
Live in a patio. Fuck, never mind. I fucked that up.
Was it a patio or a patio?
All right, think about this.
Podcast studio.
It's like a Mexican neighborhood.
Hold on. So somebody brought something important to my attention earlier, and it was that reality TV is the number one watched TV shows, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Okay.
I'm sure it is.
I think it is.
The Bachelor?
A very reliable source. All of them combined together is in reality TV. So what if there was a reality TV show that came out about how a certain group of individual podcasters became super famous? You know what I mean?
Sounds really gay, full of faggots.
You know what I mean? But, well,
I would like to be one of those faggots.
Same. I mean, you're on the verge of death, so you might not be able to see the video.
Bro, I had your back, and this is how you repay me?
Well, it's not a stab, but it's just
it's just
a nice
reality. It's get you. I get you.
You know
what
I'm saying?
It's a back beating with a phone book.
Give me that massager, and I'll show you what it is.
It's a bag full of grapefruits.
I have integrity. I'm a podcaster in the streets. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on True TV. This is putting on my
But
shit
a reality star in the sheets.
I'm a street in the sheets, but a sheet in the streets.
Kyle, that never works.
Oh, yeah?
Never.
Well, tell that to all none of my matches on Bumble.
Yeah. That's probably why.
Tell that to the
Bumble
rest.
Sorry. Let me rephrase that. I'll tell that to all of my none matches on Bumble.
All of my match.
Tell that to all of his fellow clans brothers, also running around in sheets and burning crosses, you fucking racist.
Yeah, fuck you, Kyle.
Some of those
fucking
forces
piece of shit
are the same that burn crosses.
Pave me like one of your French girls.
Fuck.
I didn't know you guys had a pantry.
You.
No, thank you, please.
Yep, you fry a lot of eggs in it.
Do you?
Yeah.
You don't refrigerate your eggs?
No.
What else do you use a pan
for? I don't think you
for?
Need to, right?
How else are you supposed to get chicken?
Well, for the fun fact, aren't eggs that we buy not fertilized? Like they would never have become a chicken?
You're right. They are not.
I buy mine from the...
I told somebody that today, and they told me I was wrong, and I was like, yo, fam, come on.
I always come down, Jordan's in the kitchen trying to fertilize her eggs. It's a real problem.
God damn it, Jordan, put your pants on. The fucking kitchen.
Biology takes over, man.
Sitting on a pile of eggshells and crushed omelets.
I'll make my own chicken.
What are you doing? I just want us to have more eggs next week.
You never ate your own dead chicken baby fetus? There's nothing better than coming on some eggs and then eating your eggs that are covered in your own cum. Oh. Gross.
Damn it.
That's fucking disgusting.
Why do I keep? Yeah, you're the one who keeps coming on our eggs.
Why do I keep coming?
on eggs.
Well, I don't know where this just turned, but what's the next?
What are some more words?
Well,
you guys fucked up both the funny jokes that I wrote for you to read.
That was a joke?
You told me it wasn't a joke. It was just saying it was hate speech against retarded
those
people.
Were upsetting
then you shit on me
because
I can't read
people.
And I told you I couldn't read.
No, the duck one was just bringing the light duck rape. It was just a rhyme.
Oh, those were multiple jokes?
It was, yeah. Down. No, you got to read it and you got to feel it, dog.
I thought that was a poem. I swear to God, I thought it was a poem.
It was kind of.
It was multiple haikus linked together.
I've got it right here.
Did somebody say haikus?
I can give it a second shot.
You have to have the long run-on sentences. You have to have rhythm.
Here we go.
I always worry about haikus, though, because I'm afraid they're going to go bad because they're not refrigerated.
Test one, test one. All right, here we go.
I knew that would get rid of Kyle. Anyway, let's start the podcast.
As the sun beats down upon my face, I take a look at the lake. A long thought then occurs from the duck's sake.
From the duck? That's not what that says.
God damn it. How do you know exactly what this thing
because
says?
Because I fucking wrote. Right. Maybe I should read it. Maybe I should read the things that I write.
You
maybe
read
that's
this.
The problem.
You read this. Go ahead. I keep my headphones.
No, it's fine. You can see. Uh-oh, Kyle lost his book of haikus.
Ching.
Get off your high horse and stop judging me. Oh, I'm Jason. I'm up on my ivory cloud of judgment.
Wait, watch this.
Now, did you notice on the inside of the speakers it says R and L?
Yeah.
That's what I was looking at.
Yeah, I look at that too. I'm like, I want
to
make
sure.
And then
somebody started to make fun of me.
Well, okay, I'm just saying like, it just sounds the
someone
same.
Someone with stupid little ears that aren't even covered up by their headphones right now.
Your ears are covered by the headphones.
Got him! I ran into that guy in Las Vegas like 6 months ago. I was walking across the bridge from MGM to Tropicana, and he was sitting in the corner. You know who I'm talking about? Yeah. The got him guy?
No.
God damn it.
You know what I'm talking about, though. Don't bullshit me, Kyle.
Who's the got him guy? I don't know.
It's a guy from the internet.
Hot! Got it!
It's a vine?
It's like a dude in his 20s, black dude, who looks like he's not very genetically blessed. I don't know whether he has actual deformities, but you understand where I'm coming from.
Anyways, I get it. He's an internet sensation.
He's well known. It's this guy.
Oh, that guy?
Oh, his teeth are ginormous.
He's actually fucked up looking, right?
He has.
Do you guys know cotton candy was invented by a dentist so that he would drum up business?
Yeah.
Sounds like a real dick.
Yes. Have you not? Yes.
Yeah, he knows everything dental related.
Put your fucking headphones on right, you son of a bitch. You goddamn kids have no goddamn respect.
My right ear, look, his right ear is shown. His right ear is shown. Your right ear is not shown. Don't fucking blame me because I'm the only person that you're going to pay attention to. Sorry.
Yeah, I hate you, Phil.
Wow. I didn't realize we could just have so much just hate and discontent. It's probably the alcohol.
What's your favorite sports drink? Is it Haterade?
H2O?
So this has been another beautiful, beautiful episode of Life in God's Pocket, brought to you by ShadeStays.com. To keep your glasses on your hat, dingus.
And
SwordandMind.com. Tactical, advanced, superior arms training for killer motherfuckers made simple.
Don't they shoot guns?
Also,
in the desert.
www.refrigerator.lawyer is a sponsor of this podcast. Brand new this episode.
Oh, look at that. Three sponsors now. Slothau.com. We got a Spotify channel. There'll be links in the comments. Also, there'll be a link to my Twitter. Ask us questions. Tell us we're retarded. I don't care what you have to say, but we'll talk about it.
Absolutely.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye forever.
Unless I...